8:45 here on Giant 90.9. And that can only mean one thing. Your host, Owen Pulley, is alongside Maxwell Gilly and Lucas McKee in HD1 Studios. And it's time for the Sports Spotlight! Welcome today to the Sports Spotlight. My name is Owen Pulley, alongside Lucas McKee and Maxwell Gilly. Like I said before, we have some we have a little news here in the in the HD1 Studios. I guess you could say we have a little friend or a couple new friends now. So a couple of episodes ago, we had a segment where we, I don't know how it happened, but we started talking about the Pacers and the old mascot, Bowser. So now we have
an ugly Bowser.
Ugly.
It's so scary looking, man. I love it, but it's so scary. He's so, such a scary mascot. It's, why, man? The stuffed animal is actually not as bad as the card, because the card's the actual image of Bowser and what he looked like. But, man,
they have a
scary mascot.
Like, stuff on the back. Topps Tracker, Indiana Pacers mascot. Since 2001, Bowser has been the comic canine cohort of the Pacers' longtime feline favorite, Boomer. The dual mascots combined to make Conseco Fieldhouse rock. At least when Bowser... Oh, it's a little dark. At least when Bowser is not out pursuing his other favorite pastime, chasing cars at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So there's Bowser's car, and he's on his little bike.
Here's how he met his fate? He wasn't just taken to the farm in Fort Wayne.
No. Here who lies Bowser at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
No, but that's awesome. Having those additions here in the studio.
Yeah, it's amazing. But you got, so they'll be up during our shows, so our tweets, you might see a background of Bowser and Boomer. We also have the Big Boomer. Plush.
Yeah, there will be a tweet going out either sometime during the show or after of the what exactly is sitting in front of us.
And then we also have Mr. Easter's wooden boomer, who's very creepy looking.
Even worse.
Yeah. He'll sit right here.
The big thing in between
Bowser and Boomer
is the boomer. The way they have his head, it's just staring at me, and like all of them are, and it's frightening.
Yeah, right. He looks under the influence, but but yeah, the little wooden boomer looks under the influence. You'll see that when there's a picture, but man, it's
something like that. I don't know what's going on.
It's pretty
with
funny
him.
Looking.
But yeah, we're gonna get right into it. We have some Colts news to talk about. Some unfortunate Colts news.
Yeah.
We also have a little bit of NFL news around the league. Last day of training camp for the Colts coming into this one. And we also have a little bit more sports news for you overall. So we're going to get right into it. So the sports news that we're going to talk about first for the Indianapolis Colts, the sad news coming out of Indianapolis at the end of conditioning or at the end of practice, the Colts were running gassers and Rigoberto Sanchez, the punter, was a part of that, and he, what is to believe, torn his Achilles. He has an Achilles problem. It is believed to be torn. I believe doctors are looking at it now, but so he's going to be done for the year, which is just an unfortunate thing for a player like Rigoberto Sanchez. I mean, he came back from cancer two years ago, in the 2020 season, and now has a...
I think that was last year.
Yeah,
that was last year.
He beat
cancer last year, and just tore his Achilles. And that's bad. It's one of the best punters in the league as well. It's sad to see him out. I believe there was a tweet that said just looked, and that his Achilles wasn't torn on his kicking leg, so he should be back pretty soon, I believe. Or not like to the season. I'm talking, he's out for the season definitely, but he'll be back sooner than his kicking leg being the one that's torn.
Yeah, but in the meantime, the Colts have signed punter Matt Hack from the Buffalo Bills.
Big pickup, too. He's a great punter as well, so not even bad.
Right. I unfortunately got kind of – he got kind of shipped off after – I'm pretty sure – wasn't it the Bills punter?
82-yard punt by the rookie, yeah.
Yeah.
It was unfortunate that it was the touchback. That would have been cool to see, like, him pin it to the one or something like that. But impressive. Did you see the tweet that he got? The tweet that he posted?
No, I didn't.
He punted it 82 yards and got a random text. It was like, hello, my name is – and it was blanked out. And it was like, with the NFL, and you've been selected for a random drug test.
That was the Saints punter.
Oh, that was? I thought that was the Bills punter.
Saints punter. Saints punter punted 81 yards and got tested.
But yeah, that was pretty funny, though, how he got – and he was like, punt at your own risk. Kids.
Yeah. I did see that where he said, punt at your own risk, I guess.
Yeah.
That was funny.
But I thought it was pretty funny, though, how he got randomly, in quotes, randomly drug tested.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a big day. I don't know what they're putting in the footballs now, but these guys are punting them.
Yeah, right.
A lot of yards. But yeah.
I mean, did you see, the DB out of Kansas City, Reed, I believe. He kicked like a 60-yard field goal, and made it. Yeah, I'm like, what? Wow. He's a DB out here kicking 60-yard field goal. There was a video during training camp just a few weeks ago about it. I was like, that's insane. But yeah, they're out here kicking field goals now. You got anybody?
Yeah, but some more news in the Colts world. The last day of training camp is today. Mm-hmm. On my way here, I was listening to Kevin and Querry. Obviously, if you want to listen to that, it's a good show. Jake Querry and
our
Kevin Bowen.
Better.
Yeah, listen to our show.
Ask us.
And then go listen to their show or something like on recording because I believe they're going right now. But don't turn off the dial. I'm not even going to give you the radio name to listen to the show because you want to listen to our show. You can probably find it if you just go. But
are we big fans of the show?
I mean, it's a good show. It's a good show. It's a good show. So any day that's not Tuesday and Thursday morning, listen to Kevin and Querry. Tuesdays and Thursdays morning, listening to the Sports Spotlight.
That may be the reason why they don't come on our show anymore now.
Who?
Kevin or Querry. I know they're working, but still.
I've had Jake on the show one time. Cool guy. I met Jake multiple times, but having him on the show is pretty cool.
I can understand.
Yeah, but Jake's a cool guy. But anyway, they're talking to Julian Blackman. They had him on the phone today celebrating a belated birthday. Yesterday was his 24th birthday. So
24 on the 24th. He's feeling like this year's the year as well. Another Colts player that's feeling that way. Yannick Ngakoue is also feeling that way on the Pat McAfee show. He talked about that.
Speaking of Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
Great
speaking
segue.
Of Pat McAfee.
Colts punter. I don't think he's going to come back. My opinion is he's not going to come back, but he wasn't completely closed off to it.
Yeah. On his show yesterday, he did happen to mention, hey, the punter position, that's what I do. That's what I would do. He said it's pretty much coach got to reach out to me. He said I'm not opposed. Yeah, there you go. Thank you for that. And then he was like, yeah, but what he just got off the phone with Chuck Pagano too, ex head coach of the Colts. He said, Chuck Pagano said he wasn't going to pass no drug test, though. And Pat McAfee was like, he's right on that. So that might be a problem with Pat McAfee. So,
yeah.
But we'll see what happens with him. Pretty sure it's just going to be Matt. Oh.
Yeah, Matt Hack probably going to be the Colts starting punter for the entire season, depending on what the injury is on Rigoberto Sanchez.
Unless
if it is
some crazy news for Pat McAfee, just somehow. But
Pat McAfee going back in the number one jersey.
I mean, he said he really was contemplating it, too, because he was like, I mean, there's 18 days. I get my body right. I'm in the best shape I ever can. I mean, my planting leg, I mean, I was kicking out there. He said, I don't think the universe told me to kick 32 punts for no reason. And then Rigoberto Sanchez get injured. Not saying that I wanted him to get injured, but I don't think the universe wanted me to do that for no reason. He was saying that. So I'm like, he really sounds like he would want to, but right. I'm just saying, I don't think, but it'd be awesome to see if he did.
It would be cool if he comes back, but there's really no reason. He's doing the whole thing with the show. That's like his big thing now. That's one of the reasons why he hasn't been doing as much of those full-time TV deals anymore, because he wants to keep doing his show. He's doing the wrestling thing too.
Yeah.
There's literally no reason, I think, to go to the NFL.
I feel like the big reason why he retired, one of the big reasons why he retired, is he said he hated training camp. He hated practices too. So he was like, he didn't want to do it anymore. So I think with training camp being over, in 18 days till the season, or 17 days till the season, I guess now, it would be. I think he would be able to do it for just 1 year.
I don't know. I think he, I wouldn't be like completely like, whoa, that's so crazy that,
yeah,
you know,
but I
don't see it happening.
Yeah, I don't see it happening either. It'd just be cool to see if it did, like, just sign him for like, he wouldn't even care about the money. They'd sign him to like a one. He'd probably just want to punt one more time in the NFL. I don't know. It would be crazy though if that did happen.
Yeah, and another injury in the Colts world. Not really injury, but kind of a thing that I saw. It was reported that Quiddy Pay was tended to by trainers yesterday. I believe it was a bone bruise.
He had a bone bruise, yeah.
Bruise. So something for Quiddy Pay, something to look at possibly for him going down for a slight bit. I don't think it's going to be something too serious. It's a bone bruise. Bone bruises hurt a lot, but I think he'll be fine week one. That's just a slight little thing there for the Colts, but closing statements on the Colts today, Lucas or Max?
It is a good thing that training camp is going to be done by today, because we're starting to see the wear and tear already from training camp, so I'm kind of grateful that it's almost done. I know, obviously, so far, knock on wood, Rigoberto is really one of the only ones other than, well, there was already an injury like last week, so just want to make sure today everyone can just stay healthy for like the final day.
Yeah, I'm nervous for the preseason game against the Bucks, because I know that they said they were going to play all of their starters for the first half, and I'm like, okay, I understand some of the starters to play for the first half, but then I'm like, you have to take JT out that second quarter, because anything can happen that second. Get JT in for one quarter to warm him up. Get the, you know, the cobwebs off for just a minute. I mean, he's looked great in practice anyway. But I don't want to see all the starters play for the full half. That's scary. So we got to keep him ready for week one, down the line, the whole schedule and everything.
Yeah, for sure. And by the way, you're listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, your station for variety. This has been the Sports Spotlight. For now, we're going to come back after a quick break here. Welcome back to the Sports Spotlight, Indy's Giant 90.9. We're back for the second half, or second segment, you could call it second period. That was our first intermission. That was our first intermission for the show. Three periods here, like a hockey game, you could say. We're back for the second half, talking a little bit about the NFL around the league, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the NBA. So, some news that happened yesterday. Shaquem Griffin retired.
Mm-hmm.
Linebacker for the Seahawks. Faced a lot of adversity in his career, born with one hand, playing in the NFL.
Still did great
for his career and inspired a lot of people. I like the one, my favorite moment of him was when he met that one kid with one hand.
My favorite moment was when he was playing rock, paper, scissors with his teammates and he tweeted out, because he used his non-hand, and he tweeted out and was like, everybody knows it was paper, because I'm assuming whoever else he was playing against, I don't remember who he was playing against, picked rock, but that was my favorite moment from Shaquem. His twin brother plays for Jacksonville, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I believe it is. Not Shaquille, is it?
It's Shaquille.
It is Shaquille?
Shaquille and Shaquem. I know their names, but I never know which one is which.
Yeah. Max, do you have any words on that? Max sending out tweets right now from our sports bot. By the way, we have a Twitter. I haven't name dropped that at all this year yet. We have a Twitter. It is the S_spotlight. We post on that. Try to go every day, but if we don't still listen or still try to find it. Like I said, we post, try to post every day. Yeah, the S underscore spotlight, the sports spotlight with Owen Pulley, Max Gilley, and Lucas McKee on WBDG. And so, yeah, we try to post a lot. 403 tweets. We just posted one, or Max just posted one. It's about our Boomer and Bowser. So if you want to see our Boomer and Bowser, go go on our Twitter, the S underscore spotlight.
Exactly. And on Shaquem again, just obviously congrats to him. By the way, just his career, it's not like he wasn't a good player. He did a lot on the field, so just congrats to him. And he gets to do it on his own terms. It doesn't really seem like it was an injury, as far as I know. So just congrats to him. When you get to retire when you want on your terms, that's what every NFL player wants.
Yeah, for sure. One of those guys, like we said, who faces a lot of adversity, retire on your own terms. I mean, it just kills those guys in the league where they have to retire on injuries terms and not be able to play. And I know they hate it. Athletes hate it a ton and everything like that. As Boomer and Bowser are falling all over the place now.
Yeah, they are over there.
Move the board around.
I think Bowser felt offended that we were talking about him in the ways we were last week, so now they're just trying to attack you, Owen.
Well,
no. Simple as that.
I feel like they should be attacking me because
you were like,
I'm the one who called him scary looking. He's you're scary. Like,
that is the scariest thing I've ever seen.
I wouldn't say ever. Clowns are up there, but also, more news out of the NFL, left tackle Tyron Smith suffered a severe torn left hamstring injury during practice. That's the Cowboys left tackle, starting left tackle. So he is out. Could miss months, they say. So that's bad. That's not great for the Cowboys.
Yeah, the Cowboys losing another key piece to the offensive line to protect Dak Prescott. Or not another key piece, but losing a key piece to the offensive line could be proven to be bad in the future of the season.
By the way, it says that he is right now the longest tenured Cowboy, so that'll be a big hit for them. Obviously, he'll be on the sideline, but just that veteran leadership on the field may not be there anymore.
Yeah, leading the offensive line, being a veteran, is huge. So, Lucas, are you on Twitter? I just hear that.
Yeah. I just like the tweet, which is something you guys should go do right now.
Yeah, one more time, the S underscore spotlight, sports spotlight on Twitter. So there's a little bit of NBA news, too, to talk about. Kevin Durant with the Nets not going to get traded, agreed with them. He's going to stay in Brooklyn.
Like, what is up with KD? I feel like he knew he wanted to stay, but he was like, no, I'm going to keep my name in like 50 different teams. You know what? Even NFL teams are going to be posting about me. I saw, like, Los Angeles Rams posting and Seahawks. It was funny, but
imagine seeing that guy. Imagine seeing a 7-footer sub.
LeBron James was almost playing for the Seahawks.
Yeah, but that's LeBron. Oh, during the lockout?
Yeah. He's going back, actually.
But LeBron is, what, 6'8", 240, 250?
Yeah.
Kevin Durant is 7'2", 210.
Slenderman.
Imagine seeing that running at you or running around, saucing you up on the field.
He would literally, he could just reach his hand up and just grab everything.
Yeah.
Big lengthy guy.
But yeah, like you said, I agree with you 100%. I think, and I've been saying this for the longest time, he just wants to keep his name in the news each and every single week. And people like us are the reason why, so it's partially our fault, but for Brooklyn, congratulations. You get to keep him. I mean, they've just kind of gone on the decline. I don't think any more people are probably expecting them to be NBA champs like they were when it was the quote-unquote new Big Three with Harden, Kyrie, and Durant, and just how that ended. But I did not really think Kevin was going to stay there. I was just assuming he would have wanted to leave by now.
I thought he was going to leave as well.
Just because he has to always be somewhere where he can try and win. And if he isn't winning enough, he clearly doesn't want to stay.
So Especially if Kyrie can even play this season, he's going to be by himself, really. They got Ben Simmons.
The Nets are going to kind of struggle this year.
Going to do anything?
That's why I was like, yeah. That's why at first I didn't mention him. Then I was like, I mean, they got Ben Simmons, but good luck, KD.
I don't know how the Nets are going to perform this year. It's going to be a weird thing. And yeah. Kyrie's not going to I don't think Kyrie's really going to play now with the
with the
COVID thing.
Protocol.
Kevin Durant, he's always
done his own, you know.
He's kind of always injury prone, it seems like.
Because he's like 59.
And like I said, 7'2", 210.
Yeah. He jumps too high. He comes down too fragile. It's not a good show for him.
Yeah, for sure.
So we also have more NBA news. We saw that Patrick Beverley from the Jazz is going to the Lakers. So, congrats to the Lakers. Do you see that as a big deal or not really?
I mean, he's probably just going to be on the bench a lot this year. But
they have a retirement home over there.
Yeah, there was an interesting thing I saw with that with the trade. THT, that's his nickname. I'm going to go look up his name real quick. But he got traded for Patrick Beverley.
Yeah, it was Talen Horton-Tucker.
Yeah. Talen Horton Tucker.
Stanley Johnson.
Talen Horton Tucker was a big name there, but they wouldn't trade him for Kyle Lowry. But they ended up trading him for Patrick Beverley, which the Lakers, they could have gotten Kyle Lowry for Talen Horton Tucker. But they got Patrick Beverley. And I think that the Heat wanted THT for Kyle Lowry, and he were willing to make the trade, but the Lakers said no, and then they finally get Patrick Beverley instead.
Well, we have to remember it is basically LeBron's team. He gets who he wants. Maybe he didn't want Kyle Lowry. I don't know if Patrick is one of his friends or not, because that seems like that's what the Lakers are basically being. It's whoever LeBron wants to play with at the end.
The GM, you know.
The little topic changed, but I was just scrolling through my Instagram and I completely forgot about this. But back to NFL real quick. The NFL top 100 list came out, and do you guys know who was at number one?
Oh, I missed that.
Is it Jonathan Taylor?
Michael Pittman Jr. is number one.
Michael Pittman Jr. is number 100.
I'm pretty that can't be right. That has to be like some troll account.
What are you watching? NFL Colts News top 100?
No.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's actually, yeah.
I don't think they even. I thought they were still on like 30 yet. Hold on.
I don't know what they're on. But
are you capping?
Yeah, I posted on my. It was something that my friend posted. It was a NFL top 100 and Michael Pittman was on it.
Is that fake?
But, I hope it is, because I don't think he should be number one.
I don't think so either.
But if it's not, I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, so going back, Max, did you find anything?
I'm trying to find it now, but no, there's no way.
That yeah, that's why. Be, that's yeah, why. I think that's it was why. Fake. That's why.
Fake news.
But, so it was because it was over it. But I was like, when I saw it, I was like, that's not true. Because JT hasn't even been posted yet. I don't believe.
Yeah, he should be number one.
They haven't even announced the top 20 yet. Players 20 through 1 will be this Sunday at 8.
Yep.
So, wow. But, yeah, I mean, congrats to all of them who are on there towards the top. I mean, at the end of the day, this doesn't really matter that much with the top 100 list. But for players, it's a little bragging rights. And for us, it's something to talk about. So there's that. Good for them.
Yeah, so going back to NBA news, yesterday was August 24th, 8/24. So yesterday was considered Mamba Day. For the late, great Kobe Bryant, who wore 8 and 24 in his career. So, unfortunately, passed away in a helicopter accident in January of 2020. So, it was cool to see that. His birthday was August 23rd. So, very unfortunate day there for Lakers fans, but a very cool day too as well for Lakers fans. I wish it was in the season so they could like do something for him. That would be pretty cool.
His wife won the lawsuit now, I believe, on 824. So she's getting a lot of money now from whomever she was suing. I think it was like some of the people who were taking the photos of the crash. So I guess congrats to her on 824 winning the lawsuit. I mean, what are the odds?
Yeah.
Of any one single in
365.
Day? Exactly.
So those are your odds, Max.
Not good odds. Not good odds.
Not good odds.
I'm not going to take those odds. I'm not taking that bet.
Yeah. But, yeah, another cool thing there for the NBA. The Pacers looking pretty good this offseason. I'm excited for this season to kick off soon. You know, getting in the Pacers news. Benedict Mathurin, Tyrese Halliburton. The young guys on the Pacers looking good in the G League. We've kind of said the same thing about them this whole time. This whole show length so far is that they've looked good, and that's all we can expect from them is they look good. Hopefully they're good enough this year. So yeah,
and hopefully we can have, with the power of us, bring Bowser back. Simple as that.
Yeah, we're gonna bring Bowser back. Bowser is gonna be the mascot.
Bowser will come back,
and when Bowser comes back, the Pacers will make it to the NBA Finals.
All those kids will be scared.
We can't talk about the Pacers anymore without talking about Bowser.
It's a requirement now.
It's a requirement. But there's Bowser. I'm holding Bowser right now. So we're going to go to a quick break here and then finish off our final segment with a little bit of MLB news, some big breaking news coming out of the MLB with the schedules for next year and a little bit of Ben Davis football talk.
Yeah.
Ben Davis takes on the Avon Orioles tomorrow.
I'm the only one who's like impartial here. We got an Avon and a BD guy, and then there's just me from Monrovia.
Some third option. So we're going to go to a quick break here and then come back on the Sports Spotlight Indies. And Lucas McKee, going into our last two segments of the episode, we have a little bit of news with the MLB, and we're going to get into some Ben Davis football. So the schedule, the 2023 regular season schedule, the key dates were released yesterday. So Thursday, March 30th, opening day will happen. So that'll be, it's only in a couple months, away. 7 months to be exact, I believe, something like that. April 15th, Jackie Robinson Day, celebrating the life and legacy of Jackie Robinson, the first player to break the color barrier in the MLB. Lou Gehrig Day on June 2nd. Unfortunately, Lou Gehrig did pass away at the young age, I believe, of he was like 24, 25, something like that. He was a very young, no, he was in his like 30s, 40s. But anyway, still very, very young, died of ALS. So, bring awareness to that. June 24th and 25th, the MLB World Tour, the London Series will be getting kicked off. St. Louis Cardinals versus the Chicago Cubs. Tuesday, July 11th will be the All-Star Game in Seattle. Sunday, August 20th, the MLB Little League Classic. Friday, September 15th, Roberto Clemente Day. Celebrating Roberto Clemente. Puerto Rican-born baseball player who really revolutionized the game. And Sunday, October 1st, game 162, so the final day for MLB games to happen. And some big news happening this year. All teams will play each other at least once. So for the first time ever, all 30 clubs will face each other. 52 total division games, 64 total interleague games, intra-league games. So between both teams and or both leagues, and 46 total interleague games, and all 30 clubs will play on Jackie Robinson Day, opening day, Luke Gehrig Day, July 4th, Roberto Clemente Day, and game 162. So it's pretty cool to see the MLB taking some changes when it comes to schedules. Just a lot of things that a lot of teams kind of ignore, or a lot of leagues kind of ignore. They're just like, oh, they'll play whoever, and the MLB really took initiative on this one.
Well, when you have 162 games, you might as well have everyone face each other. It also brings some of those big teams to the smaller markets, which in turn will give the attendance numbers up. So just really as a whole for the Major League Baseball, I'd say this is a win. Also, I saw the Nationals were competing against the Phillies in that Little League World Series game. Here's the thing. Why are you putting the Nationals back there? I mean, they haven't been good. They've traded away everyone. There's literally no reason to do that, and I can say that because I was following the Nationals. I'm still a Nationals fan, even though Max Scherzer betrayed us and went to the Mets, but that's another story. Owen.
I mean, he got... He went
no,
to
I know
LA,
he went to
ring.
LA.
He got his ring.
I ignore LA because...
I know he didn't.
Ooh, LA.
He was part of that 2021 team. He didn't get a ring. My bad.
Misinformation.
Two misinformations today.
I'm the only one who hasn't said anything wrong, I think. So it's time to figure that out at the end of the show.
Yeah. We're all fired. Max, you're the new host.
Okay. Sports Spotlight with Maxwell Gilley. That does not work out
and
so
nobody
well.
Else.
There we go. It's just me. It's just me complaining probably for like 45 minutes about like one team and one team only. It'll be a different one every week. Starting
when
off
with soccer.
No, we're just going to be complaining about Duke for one game and then Texas for the next. It'd be a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd listen to that. Definitely I'd listen to that. I'd be the best listener ever. I'm shaking my head right now. But yeah, Lucas, what's your opinion on the MLB? Finally playing everybody. I know you're not a big baseball guy, but you're a baseball expert today.
What was the question?
What's your opinion on on the MLB changing it so everybody plays everybody now?
With I feel like actually
162 games now.
I feel like it gives a chance to show how good everybody is against everybody, so like you can do better comparisons.
That's actually a good point. I'm going to give you credit for that.
That's our baseball expert, Lucas McKee. thank you for that. So that was some quick baseball news. We got 8 minutes left in the show. We're going to talk about this a little bit. Ben Davis football. We're going to get into a little bit of high school football from the Sports Spotlight, where we normally talk about professional sports. We're talking about some high school sports. Ben Davis takes on Avon on Friday. That's tomorrow night. 6:15 kickoff, or 6:15 pregame, and 7 o'clock kickoff. Maxwell Gilley right here will be on the call. So will I and Garrett Burkle. He's not in here right now, but he will be on the call.
So far.
Somewhere
I will
there.
Be at work because I'm going on vacation next Saturday.
I thought you were on the football team.
No.
No, he told you. He told us this already.
I told you that not this year. I'm not. Because.
He wants to work.
Yeah, I'm working and then I'm going straight to the military. But.
Oh.
Yeah, no football for me this week, or no football, yeah, because my brother plays, he's a freshman, he plays, but I will be at working all this weekend, and I hope Ben Davis wins. Even though I go to Avon, Ben Davis is my favorite high school sports team. It's just because my whole family's Ben Davis, that's why. I grew up Ben Davis, but then moved to Avon because of unfortunate situations, so.
Yeah. Well, well, go Ben Davis, I guess.
Yeah.
Talk to Coach Simmons on Tuesday with Inside Ben Davis Football. By the way, Inside Ben Davis Football hosted by Owen Pulley with head coach Jason Simmons.
I wonder who that is. I wonder who that is.
I heard he's a real jerk.
Yeah.
But Tuesday night.
Heard? I've experienced that, man. Oh, my goodness. He's really mean for no reason.
I know. But, yeah, Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Check that out, and then it'll replay tomorrow before the game. It'll play at about 6:10, actually. I believe it'll be at 6:10. There's a net on my mic stand.
Spell net.
That's going to be...
G-N-A-T.
I don't know why there's a G in that. It's actually... yeah, you guys seen Dumb and Dumber? Gnat. He pronounces it like Gnat.
Well, that's
goes,
what they should pronounce it as.
Right?
Or it should be spelled N-A-T.
That's why I pronounce it Gnat. I say Gnat. That's why I tell people to pronounce it.
But yeah, Ben Davis football coming up. I talked with Coach Simmons. Coach Simmons was saying how the Giants need to bounce back from this game.
Yeah.
This game, I mean, those were not exactly Coach Simmons' words, but
yeah, facts.
He did mention bouncing back from this game and coming back and playing Avon. He also mentioned about Mason Reynolds being able to fire the ball deep, so defense just needs to be on it that game. But I'm excited for this game.
Yeah,
for the offense and defense.
Mason, 260 something or 40 something yards last game. He's a great quarterback, so they got a game plan around him as well. They got a game plan around a few BD players as well. BD's also a great team, so it's just going to be a great matchup and overall see who comes out with the win.
Should be a really fun one and a sectional, possibly a preview. And again, just the way they scheduled it this year, it's cool that they get Brownsburg, Avon, and Pike back to back to back. All of them are par sectional, so I know they talked about how it will be helpful having played all of the teams in your sectional, but obviously from week 1, 2, and 3 to week 10, it's going to look a lot different.
It just went in my nose. The gnat just went in my nose.
I hate when that happens. I've been camping so many times where I was just like...
Well, Owen's dying over
yep,
here.
I'm sure you guys can hear him in the background. But I've been on camping multiple times where I've either like breathed at the wrong time, like just in with my mouth, and I feel it like go in my nose.
It
and
went
then
in my
the
nose.
Back
I was just
of
right
my
by the
throat,
mic.
And I'm like,
I was just by the mic and it went in my nose. It
and
left,
I to, like,
but, like,
swallow it, yeah. And then I'm like, ew.
I don't swallow bugs. I'm not a bug swallower.
Well, you have no choice when it's already touching your little
right.
The thing that swings in the
your
what's
uvula.
That? Yeah, that. Thing that swings.
I can't say words. I'm not even gonna try because something I already like embarrassed myself once.
What do you put up when it's raining?
An umbrella.
Oh, so you can't say
you
U words.
Can say
oh, I can. You're right.
We all have fake news to show.
Wow, there
we
go.
I can't say jewelry. Jewelry.
Jewelry.
Jewelry. Jewelry. Jewelry. Jewelry. All right,
so it's 8:26 now. It's really gonna do it for our show today. So the Wayne, a little bit of news around the township, the Wayne Township community today, August 27th at Sam's Club on Rockville Road from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So it's this Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check that out.
We'll be there. I'll be there.
The Out of the Dark, I will too.
Yay.
I'll try to. I think
I'll
will
be working.
You'll be working. Out of the Darkness, Walk for Suicide Prevention, 12:30 registration, 3 p.m. is the walk, Celebration Plaza at the White River State Park. We'll get the date for that. Obviously, the Ben Davis football game. Ben Davis at Avon, 6:15 pregame, 7 p.m. kickoff.
Should be a good one.
That should be a good one. Socials. These are our socials on social media. Getting a little more active this year, which I like. Compared to last year, I think the Instagram and the TikTok, what you kids call that TikTok, is really popping off this year. All the socials are WBDG Indy, at WBDG Indy, you could say, except for TikTok, which is at Giant 90.9. That's Giant 90.9.
Yo, that's the station.
Yeah, that'll be the crest line. 317-244-9234. That's 317-244-WBDG.
Yeah, just say it a little faster so they can't hear you.
They can understand that. Podcasts on Audio Boom and Spotify and almost all the streaming services you listen to. So this episode will be on Spotify. So if you want to listen to it again because you just want to listen to
it.
Yep.
Talk about us. Have us talk about Bowser one more time.
One more? There's going to be a lot of more times.
You can listen to it on Spotify. So that'll do it for the episode today. My name is Owen Pullett alongside Maxwell Gilley and Lucas McKee here on the Sports Spotlight. We'll be on next Tuesday morning. Talk a